Sunday night Chodesh Halvavos, Shara Avodas Hashem, Perek Shlishi. We're going through the qualities, page Sadik Beis. We're going through the qualities of Ha'ora Toronis. It's the qualities of it as a stepping stone to the... It's funny, in the Ofen HaChamishi, the paragraph that we learned the last time we learned, he spends half the paragraph talking about the superiority. He goes back into the superiority of Ha'ora Sichlis and how then you Ovid Hashem B'Simcha, and you're not Ovid Hashem with someone imposing their outside will, but it comes from the inside of a person, and how that's an unbelievable Madrega, and then you Ovid Hashem B'Simcha because you want to, because you understand what you're doing is good and right. But then we go back, Ha'ofen Hashishi, the last eight lines on page Sadik Beis, the sixth quality of Ha'ora Toronis. Ha'ora Toronis means obedience. Your Seichel maybe is not, it's not a function of the Seichel which understands what Hashem does for you, what Hashem did for you, and how you have to, so to speak, repay Hashem, and how you owe Him everything, and how all He wants is your acknowledgement, etc. But the Torah, the mitzvahs, do this, don't do this, do this, don't do this. What's the quality of having such a system? Sha'atorah kolola inyonim shelo yizborer b'seichel ofen chiyuvim. Chiyuvam. V'heim hashimiyos. He says, the Torah includes in the Torah things that the seichel would never grasp. All the chukim, in other words, he means. Kilayim, shatneis, all the chukim, who's to say that the Seichel, it's not, presumably the Seichel would not come up with Shatnez as something that you should stay away from, or Parah Aduma, that's something that's Metaher you. Now, one could say that Avram Avinu, who is like, I look at Avram Avinu probably as the model of Ha'ora Sichlius. Avram just sat there and figured everything out, and he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Presumably even the Chukim. The answer is, Enochanami, that's Avram Avinu. His Seichel was able to discern. Chukim are not illogical, irrational, arbitrary. Hashem flipped the coin and decided we should do crazy things. Torah is Chochmas Hashem. Chochma is logical. Chochma is rational. It's, we had 3 weeks of peace. Music from downstairs. Okay. I missed the noise, the beat. Okay. Avram Avinu, you have to understand, chukim are also, maybe they're super rational, but Hashem doesn't do irrational things. Now, Hashem is rational. Again, it sounds funny, and you're not allowed to talk about Hashem that way. But if we talk about Chochmas Hashem, if the word Chochma is used, then it means it's rational. Hashem, just like there's nothing wrong with saying Hashem is Tov, Hashem is not Ra, even though He created our concepts of Tov and Ra. If Tov would be Ra and Ra would be Tov, Hashem would also be Tov. It's just Tov would be things that to us is now Ra. With me on that? But of course, there's nothing wrong with saying Hashem is Tov. Hashem has all the supreme qualities that we should emulate and are good. Our musogim of good are because Hashem created those musogim and decided they should be good. So there's nothing wrong with saying Hashem is rational. It's good to be rational. Except
there are Chazal like, you know, it doesn't matter if you're Shechem and Arosh or if
Exelotzarif means that Hashem could have created a world where it would be good to shechtet min ha'oref. But Letzarif Zabrius means in the here and now, right?
But we have no right to say it means that the Rebbeinu Shalom merely made it so that we should fulfill His will.
There are certain chukim that way, but you see, from even chukim have a reason. Shlomo HaMelech, right? Amarti Echkoma V'Yirchokom Imeni. What was he searching for? He was searching to know the rationale behind Torah Duma. You can open up a Hirschkomish, and Rabbani gives somewhat of a rationale for anything under the sun. The only thing I have not found a rationale for, and even I could say, is the din of Baal of Himo by a shomer. Like, I don't get that. And the funny thing is that that's Momenus, and Momenus is supposed to be kulological. And cool, you know, there's no Gzeres HaKozim in Momenus, right? You never heard of Gzeres HaKozim associated with Momenus. Yet if you're acquainted with the din of Baal of Himo, what's the rationale of Baal of Himo? So even Hirsch struggles with that. He has something, but it's just a little unsatisfying. Anyway, getting back to this. Avraham Avinu, I'm saying it's no kasha on what he's saying now. Certainly to a normal, average person that the Chavis Lovitz is talking to, there are chukim that the Seichel would never figure out. But that's not to say that the chukim are irrational or arbitrary. The raya is that you could have someone with the Seichel of Avraham Avinu who indeed did figure out the chukim with his Seichel. Ultimately, the chukim are also rational. Right. Okay. But there's no steer to the Chavis Halbavis. So a normal person who's even on the highest madrega of Seichel will not be able to, you know, figure out the chukim. I don't know. Kilayim, you know, is always on the list of chukim, and really it's not that much of a... I mean, the way they explain Kilayim, it's really pretty rational. Okay, now he says, so the Torah exists because it has to tell you the things that you would not figure out with your seichel. And then he says, "Begam klolim miyosodei hasichlius." It has to give you broad guidelines of the principles, even of things you could figure out with your seichel. And he's going to say in a moment why. And his point is that when he was extolling the virtues and the superiority of sichlius, he was saying, because that's Ein Sof. The Torah is limited. The Torah has you eating matzah, you know, one particular night a year, and only till Chatzos, and only on Pesach, you know. Seichel, you can walk in the street any day, any hour, and not eat matzah, and you can think about Yetzias Mitzrayim and how wonderful it is, and give thanks to Hashem. The Seichel is limitless in its Avodas Hashem. Here he's saying that the Torah had to put down certain principles, even of Dover Sichlian, the broad principles. The reason he calls it the broad principles is because he said when it comes to Sichlius Tikkun Mitzvahs, it's the details are really Ein Sof. There's really no gvulim to the details, because the details know no bounds. Because wherever your seichel leads you, and you can every day you get a closer relationship to Hashem, and you know the Torah says say Kriyat Shema twice a day in the morning and in the evening. So you would figure out with your seichel that, but you would go beyond that. You wouldn't stop there. You would be mekabel malchus shemayim, let's say 20 times a day or every chance you get. So he says, but the broad principles of mitzvah sichlius were written by the Torah. Why? Now he says a very, very startling chiddush. It's really not. It's the chiddush of Lovus holds like that. In another svarim, we see very much not like that. He paints a picture of the door that received the Torah as being somewhat primitive in their enusius. Maybe he believes in cavemen, I don't know.
Humanity.
What?
Humanity.
Yeah. And he said it was necessary to give that door the Torah, even for general broad what we look at now as sichlius, let's say v'yatalu echa kamocha, or to believe in Hashem, or that there is a Hashem. He said that door had to be told it, because they might not have gotten there with their seichel. They were, I'm using the word primitive. Let's look at the words he uses, and we'll see. It was necessary to even give them the broad principles of what we would call mitzvah sichlius or ha'orah sichlius, because it includes emuna and yichud Hashem and avos Hashem and yiras Hashem. Ki also ha'noshim ha'shenitnu lehem ha'torah hoyu b'matzov, they had just been slaves for centuries. Hoyu b'matzov she'atavos ha'bahamios gavru aleihem. They were, you know, all the things that he said a person has to be afraid of, he said that was the mitzius. Now, again, we look at the Dor HaMidbar, at Dor Deya, and they went through 7 weeks, and they were on the highest of Madregas. There's no two ways about it. That's not the picture that the Chavis Halbavos is painting. I leave it to you to worry about that. The picture he's painting is of a people whose taivas habehemios govru aleihem. They were, their taivas were in control of them. They were slaves. If you look at the Schwarzes, look at them, right? If they're slaves for centuries, you become a slave only thinks of survival and only thinks of gratification and some respite from his hard work. Slave is not, you know, holding by ruchnius the matters. Even by menschliche matters, he's treated like an animal, and if the centuries have been treated like an animal, you act that way. Ubishum kach nechlechu shechsleiv afchanosam meharbe menamuskolos. Their seichels were not holding by even basic principles that we take as such givens and so simple, like emuna b'Hashem, yichud Hashem, avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, to be makatov to Hashem, all the things that he holds naturally would be a function of one seichel. So he says the door that received the Torah were not holding there, and therefore Hashem put these things in the Torah as commands. So you have to do it. Obedience, right? Obedience, we learned already. Even if you're not holding there, even if you don't understand it, even if your seichel is not leading you there, you have to do it anyway. You're commanded to do it. The Torah commanded like a singular obligations. V'nasu ha-sichlius v'ha-shimius. So the mitzvah sichlius. Answer is the Shai Moshe. So the mitzvah sichlius and shimios are b'neihem shovin b'ha'ora aleihem. Hashem said obedience is the mitzvahs, both the chukim and the mitzvahs that we would reach with our seichel, and that's why it's in the Torah. So that's a principle of a quality of Torah. He's saying because the door was given in, it was needed to give so that it be done. Umishinus chazik sichlos, someone with a better developed sense of seichel, makor raso, and he's makor the bori olam, and he's makor tov, and all the things he's been talking about in the sefer till now, yisor aleihem. So he'll be oimed on mitzad seichel. The akablin alatzom mishnei haponim. He'll have now two maslulim to do those mitzvahs. One maslul is because Hashem said you got to do it. Do this, don't do this. Believe in Hashem, v'atleicha kamocha. All the things that are functions of the seichel, and also, hey, Hashem commands me to do it. If you have someone with a weak sense of a weak seichel, a weak sense of figuring these things out for themselves, so he has to do it because it says in the Torah. So to him, it's all the same. Paraduma and Kelayim and treif and loving Hashem, so it's all mitzvahs, that's all he has to do it. The tears of Stachon Alakol, so therefore everything's covered. And Hashem didn't trust that door to reach those levels, even in mitzvah sichlius, again, mitzvah ha'ora sichlius, which is the, again, avodas Hashem, which comes through awareness of Hashem, being makatov to Hashem, and so on and so forth. He said that door could not be trusted to come up with that sense, and therefore the Torah had to command it. Hashem wanted everything to be on board. Everybody should be the same level, call it. Everything should be covered. So therefore, he wrote it in the Torah. Okay.